Has anybody here ever asked themselves the question or said to themselves, if I knew then what I know now, life would be different? Has anybody asked themselves that question? If I had known then what I know now, the first time my mother said, go wash your hands before you eat dinner, I'd still be in trouble. Well, the Pennsylvania report has moved off the news cycle. We have other things to talk about and discuss and worry about and fret about and think about. None of it's gone away. The process still continues. Things are still going on. There's still things to talk about and discuss. I think the sad thing is that what we are witnessing now is what is usually hidden in the church, and that's the political factions that exist in the hierarchy of our church. I have no idea, it's above my pay grade, and it's not really a concern of mine, who knew what when, about what, or didn't do, or did, or said, or didn't, or whatever. None of that concerns me. And it's really sad that what used to be part of our political scene has moved in to the open in our church. It continues to break my heart that this is what's going on. But I have to tell you, the church, the hierarchy of the church, the men and women who make up the church are men and women like you and I. They bring to the table on any given day their own challenges, their own agendas, their own concerns, their own strengths, their own weaknesses, their own hopes, their own dreams, their own failures. All of that comes to the table. And it usually gets played out behind closed doors, but because of the world we live in and because of the need for transparency and awareness, we are witnesses to things that we haven't been witnesses to before. I will tell you this, and I believe this firmly in my heart of hearts, the church, standing firm, led by the Holy Spirit, continues to be led by the Holy Spirit and is not going anywhere. And I have said to you before that if all you have left in your toolbox is to pray, I will say that again. However, there are times when prayer is not enough. When prayer is not enough. And I will say to you that there is always something that we can do. The men and women who abused our children and young adults in years past, some of them have died. And I will tell you that my belief is that God's justice surpasses ours. And they will be served. The men and women who abused our children and our young adults were men and women without remorse. They were men and women who abused our children and then kept going. I used to supervise people like that in my career as a professional corrections officer before I got this gig. There was one man who I supervised in my job. He abused his daughter from the day after she came home from the hospital until she was 14 because she was fearful. She was so afraid of what would happen. And that's what holds us is our fear. And I would suggest to you that one of the things that we can do in our lives is talk to those people who stand fearful and say, you are not alone in this process. If you have been abused, if you know someone who has been abused, we will walk with you in this process. You are not alone. Do not be afraid. Jesus says that to us, and we see that to one another if we stand together as Catholics in today's world. We can write letters. We can make conversations. We can hold people accountable. That's what we can do. And in doing that, the source of our faith, the source of our hope, is our Holy Scripture. Not only from the Bible, but the men and women who spent years and lifetimes writing about things of God, things of the Spirit, things of the soul. Those people can give us hope. We each have our favorite spiritual writers, alive and dead, who, when we go to them in fear, give us something that we can take away with. So Scripture, Holy Writing, the sacraments. The sacrament of the Holy Eucharist is the most powerful gift that Jesus gave us, and it nurtures us in our strength, in our weakness, in our sadness, in our hope, in our joy. And it does so as a community, always as a community. When I anoint someone in the hospital or who is sick, part of the prayer is to remember you are not alone, and we are not. This is a sad time. My heart breaks. I don't know the answers to the questions about what's going on in the Vatican. I don't know that I want to, frankly. But it will unfold. And if we are to continue as the church in today's world, we have to hold on to those things that are important to us. The men and women who minister to us and who administer the church will come and go. We, the church, will not. If we stand fast in our faith, if we stand in hope and wrapped in God's love and God's grace, evil will not win. Can't. It just can't, because of the power of that love. We are all God's children. We are called, confirmed in our faith, and we're going to hear it in a minute, priest, prophet, and king. Prophet, one who speaks the truth to those who listen and to those who don't. And we are called to speak the truth. But we never do it alone. Priest, standing between the human and the divine, offering our own sacrifices, our own souls to God in thanksgiving, in hope, and in faith. King, an unfortunate term, one who stands and rules and offers authority and offers example to those around him and her. We are priest, prophet, and king, and we are called always. We are called always to be doers of the word, not just hearers.